1997年四月十一日
April 11, 1997，
那个被多数年轻人封为浪漫骑士的王小波
That young man, Wayne Zairo, who was widely regarded as a romantic knight by the majority of young people.
在一个夜深人静的夜晚，发出两声惨叫后，与世长辞。
He passed away in the dead of night after two mournful cries.
那时他才四十五岁。
And he was only 45 years old.
他的死至今笼罩着神秘感。
His death remains shrouded in mystery.
领军们发现他时
When leaders discovered him,
王小波弓着身子倒在地上。
Wang Zairobo lay on the ground.
没了声息。
Silent.
墙角处无一不是。王小波因痛苦挣扎留下的齿痕、抓痕。
There are countless scratches and bite marks left by Wang Zairobo's agonizing struggle in the corners of the room.
没有人知道这个不被人认可的天才作家。
No one knew that this genius was a fraud.
究竟是在怎样的痛苦中？不甘地离开了这个让他爱恨交织的世界。
What kind of pain made him unwilling to leave this world full of love and hate?
此时的妻子李银河正在异国他乡求学。
At this time, his wife Lai Ying was studying abroad.
谁能想到不久前两人机场送别，竟是永别。
Who would have thought that the farewell at the airport just a short time ago was a permanent farewell?
因为当时家人都来不及赶回。
Because at that time, the family members couldn't arrive in time.
便拜托王小波的好友胡贝帮忙料理丧事。
I asked Wang Zairobo's good friend Hu Bei to help with the funeral arrangements.
李银河含泪忍痛
I, Ying and Han, with tears in their eyes,
将王小波的遗体送去火化
send Wang Zairobo's body to cremation.
然而
However,
火化时却发生了意外
Unexpectedly, the cremation process went wrong.
工作人员按了几下开关
The staff pressed the switch a few times.
机器都没反应。
The machines didn't respond.
原来是王小波的一条腿。
It turned out to be a leg of Wang Zairobo.
挤在操作台边缘卡住的架子。
A shelf stuck on the edge of the workbench.
胡卫一边整理他的遗体。
Hu Wai was sorting through his remains.
一边说道。
While saying that,
小波
with.
这是舍不得走啊
I can't bear to leave
那时的王小波虽然长得丑有点邋遢
At that time, Wang Zairobo was still a bit ugly and soppy in appearance
但特立独行
To walk alone in tears
放荡不羁
Rebellious
正如他的作品一只特立独行的猪中
As in his workThe lone pig.
那只被标签异类。
That's the one with the tag tears.
叛道者，破坏分子的猪一样。
I doubt a pig-like person.
在那个特殊的年代。
In that special era.
对抗着一切。
Fight against everything.
他一生写过很多书，绿毛水怪，爱你。
He wrote many books in his lifetime, including Green Hair Monster Loves You,
就像爱生命
Like Loving Life,
白银时代，黄金时代，地久天长，三十
Silver Age, the Golden Age, 30 years,
而立，似水流年，等等
And standing like the flow of time.
文学作品几乎倾注了他一生心血。
Literary works almost consumed his entire life's efforts.
然后世都被称为宠儿，王小波也一度封神。
Then the two were called the beloved, and Zairobo was also briefly considered a god.
文学大家纷纷拜读。
Literary masters have all read it.
无一不感叹他是文学天才。
I was amazed by his literary talent.
但当时这些作品就如同他的长相一样。
But at that time, these works were just like his appearance.
并不招人待见
Not pleasing to others.
以至于他死后竟没有一个同行作家来送行吊唁
As a result, he died without any fellow writers to pay their respects.
就仿佛整个文坛都不曾出现过
It's as if the entire literary world has never existed.
这号人
This person
也难怪他生前说
It's no wonder he said before his death.
听说有一个文学圈
I heard about a literary circle.
我不知道他在哪里
I don't know where he is.
妻子李银河在其逝世21周年时说
His wife, Li Ying, said at the 21st anniversary of his death.
小波的一生是神采飞扬的
The life of Zairobo was full of joy and excitement.
他活过，他写过，他爱过，他过了精彩的一生。
He lived, he wrote, he loved, he had a wonderful life.
然后就飘然而去。
Then he disappeared.